Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, or anything I feel would benefit you. But before we connect, before we get into our intriguing content, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Chris Bissonette, is in the house. Welcome.
Hello.
You don't have to eat that thing, Chris. It's kosher. It's getting... Actually, I think your mic might be the only one that's picking up us both right now. I don't know why some of these mics.
Whoa, there we go. Now I'm
on air with you, Chris.
There you go.
I knew it was the Chris Bissonette show. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be on.
And I am glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Sometimes I even understand the celebrations. If you recall, if you were watching it, did you not watch us yesterday? I didn't even understand what the food item was. So it was a little bit of an embarrassment. But today, National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day.
Oh, wow.
It is what it is.
National Play Monopoly Day. When was the last time you played Monopoly, Chris?
30 years ago.
Yeah, it's a boy. I don't think I've played Monopoly in a long time either. I think just because we can, Chris, I might have to start early. And you know, we've got a lot of events going today. If you're out in the Coachella Valley, come visit us at the California Desert Association of Realtors. But I might have to start celebrating a little early because tomorrow is National Peanut Butter Fudge Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we may have to start that one just a little bit early. Just throw that out there. And we're all a child of somebody. Tomorrow's National Child's Day. And for me, some people think this is every day, but tomorrow's National Absurdity Day.
Oh, okay.
Some people say I'm absurd every day, right? Yeah. That's
I'm 365 on that.
365 one. On that one, too. Let's take a look at the markets. What are the markets doing today? Yes, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 107 points. I didn't think the Dow Jones Industrial Average could possibly go down. It never seems to go down anymore. How many days in a row has the Dow been on an upward trend? It's been quite a few. So we're going to see if we ever get a down day on the Dow. Oil, though, it's down $1.37 a barrel. Do we want to even look at what we're paying for gasoline in Taxifornia? Maybe we won't do that today just because it drives me crazy when I hear this because there's so much other good stuff going on in the news. I saw this story, and it was probably meant just for me because I saw this. It was fascinating to me. I saw the story here that Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is in way over his head in the Oval Office. Now, I'm just going to throw this out there. I think he might be way over Nancy Pelosi's head. She just doesn't understand what's going on. Her senility may have kicked in. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, she thinks she's so much smarter than the entire world. And my guess is, let's see, you know, and I'm not the financial planner in the room, but I think interest rates are very low. Housing is very good. Unemployment is very low.
Lowest ever.
We've got the Labor force participation rate down. We've got wages up.
Market on a 10-year bull run.
Market's on, yeah, market's going crazy. I mean, it's down today. And the president is over his head. Now, there's one person out of the two that's working for the benefits of the American people. And the other one is trying to impeach that guy or fire him. Now, does that make any sense to anybody? Am I missing something here? Can you give me a little piece of clue there? Speaking of clueless, I love this story as well. The New York Times. So the New York Times decide that they're going to take on Federal Express. Now, I wonder who is delivering New York Times papers from one city to the next. Maybe they're using UPS. Maybe they're using the U.S. No, if it was the Postal Service, we'd get the Sunday Times on Thursday. So it can't be that. But the New York Times comes out and says, FedEx is not paying any taxes. They cut their tax bill to zero. Well, you want to get involved in a battle with a CEO? Sometimes that's not your best move, getting in a battle with a CEO. Now, especially when you're talking about one company, FedEx is growing. One company, the New York Times, is failing. And it's the New York Times wanting to pick the fight. So what does FedEx do? Their chairman, Frederick Smith, claims on Sunday that the New York Times paid no taxes in 2017, despite earning $111 million. Fascinating. Now, FedEx, they paid taxes in 17, but the Times did not, supposedly. Wonder where this fight is going to go. I wonder if that's the fight that New York Times wants to take on. I think more people probably use FedEx than read the fake New York Times. Maybe you're moving right along. Andrew Yang, another one of the liberal candidates for president. I don't know what this means. He's going to establish another government bureaucracy. He wants to create, if elected president. Now, have you ever heard of Andrew Yang?
Mm-mm.
No, most people haven't either, right? So, whoa, that one just woke us up, didn't it? So he's going to establish the Department of the Attention Economy.
What the heck?
How do you like that one, Chris? The Department of the Attention Economy. They're going to basically be overseeing what our kids are watching on television, what they're doing on the internet, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That is what Andrew Yang is going to be saying. Now, you know, so we've got ISIS, we've got Russia, we've got China, we've got North Korea. And Andrew Yang, if elected president, he's going to deal with attention department. Speaking of lunatics, California, Calizuela, back in the news again. They said on Monday it will halt purchases of all new vehicles for the state government fleets from General Motors, Toyota, Fiat, Chrysler. So I guess I should be buying Ford stock because that's the only American-made company that they're not battling.
Is that because of emissions?
Yeah, they say that those companies are not going to follow the California rulings. They're going to follow the federal rulings on emissions and tailpipe emissions. Have you signed the recall yet for Gavin Newsom, with us paying $1.70 a gallon in taxes and fees? Just throwing that out there. They don't want to tell you that. 62 cents a gallon in tax, $1.07 in fees. Just throw that out there so you know where it is. Disney Plus, they're in the news. It didn't take very long. Disney Plus has been hacked. Yeah, now, I don't get this one again. For $4.99, you can get Disney Plus, buying it without a hacker. Hackers are selling it for $3. They'll sell your personal information there as well. So you better watch that one. I wonder what's going to do to Disney stock. It's been on a big jump lately. And, Chris, are you a hockey guy?
Well, my parents are Canadian, so by blood I am, yes.
By blood you are. Okay, so fascinating story here. Now, Chris Matthews, not the one from MSNB Hee-Haw. So the man is good to his word. So he is a Blue Bombers fanatic. I think it's Saskatchewan Blue Bombers, or the Winnipeg. I'm sorry, Winnipeg Blue Bombers. So they're one game away from winning the Grey Cup.
Oh, okay. Isn't that CFL? Canadian football.
I think it's hockey.
That'd be the state. Oh,
I may be wrong, but we're okay. I'll look it up here. CFL. You're right. Okay. You know, all right. Canadian Football League. Okay. So the fascinating part of the story is his team is one game away from winning the national championship in 2001. And he comes up with this bright idea that I'm not going to wear pants until the Winnipeg Blue Bombers win the Grey Cup championship.
Oh, wow. Gets cold up there.
Guess what? They lost. He has not worn pants since then. Wearing shorts only. Looks like he might get to put a pair of pants on now after 18 years. And Chris, you're right. It gets cold up there. So
that's funny.
That is a bit of a funny one. It is fascinating how people will do different things at different times.
Canadians for you.
Canadians, exactly. Well, we don't want to tick off any of our Canadian friends. They listen to Chris.
People love Canadians.
Absolutely. You're listening to Ron Singer Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, expert advice, three benefits of owning a home, how to spend wisely on Black Friday, college financial planning. We've got to talk about that. Chris had a whole list of things for me here, and I just got a short memory. Financial planning workshops. Do you really want to work that hard? I just say, you know something, hire Chris. Let him take care of it for you. You don't have to work that hard. Just a thought for you. I'm a free plug person here every once in a while. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Our house,
in the middle of our streets. Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your
Gold Star has the programs. They've got the products. You've got the phone. Make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let us chat this morning. Our favorite financial planner is in the house. College financial planning. Chris, you're going to love this one. I have to use this. I always talk about my own situation. Do you like to follow, you know, when you do your workshops?
Yes.
Story selling. Have you ever done story selling?
Yes, I always try and give real examples.
So I've got a niece. I love her dearly. I get a message from my sister, I think it's Saturday morning, that they just woke up. It was, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night, in the morning, I mean, and they're very tired. They called to wish me a happy birthday. I'm very, very grateful. But they stayed up until midnight because some of the financial, or some of the college applications had a deadline,
yes,
of midnight, November 15th.
Yes, there was a super priority deadline. I saw November 7th for some schools, and then there was another one on November 15th, which is like real early. But yeah, some schools have this early decision and stuff like that.
So I found it fascinating just watching, you know, because I'm just the uncle. Thank goodness I don't have to deal with kids in college anymore. But waiting till the very last minute.
It's so complicated.
And so here's the issue. Chris, if you're a parent and you don't have the desire to fill out some of the forms that are needed, Chris has the solution. Right?
That is true.
So tell us a little bit about this financial planning or financial funding.
Yes.
The workshops you're doing.
Yeah. So in the month of September, I went out to 10 different libraries in Orange County.
You read a lot.
I read a lot. Well, I'm
just throwing that out there at you. Throwing a curveball.
I wasn't doing much reading there, but
okay.
But I did like going to these libraries all over Orange County, Seal Beach, and Laguna Beach, and Irvine, because they're all kind of like little historic monuments.
Okay.
But it was my give back to the community. We probably had 5 to 10 parents at each one, and just there to help demystify the whole college financial planning process, because it is the most complicated planning process out there with the largest ramifications financially. And most people do it on their own and mess it up. So it's just out there explaining how the FAFSA works, free application for federal student aid, the profile, and then how the government computes the numbers. It was great. It was great. I really enjoyed it. Loved, like I said, I loved connecting with the people at the libraries and educating the public.
Wow. Yeah, that is fascinating. I mean, it is amazing that. What do you know? Mitchell says we need to check the sound. I wonder what that means. I haven't. Thanks, Mitchell. I will double check that as quickly as I can. But Chris, that is a fascinating area because it's an area that people are so confused by.
It is. I mean, we already have so much stuff coming at us, right? We have this what's called this financial literacy crisis going on right now.
Yeah.
And the spear of the financial literacy crisis is student loans. And so most people, when it comes to college planning, it's, you're a senior? No plan. Go to community college and then we'll do loans, figure it out later. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can go to a 4-year private school and it may cost less money than going to the inexpensive state school.
Wait, you got to back up, Chris, because I am a very, very simple guy. It's going to cost me less money to go to a private school, and I'm thinking, okay, Chapman is private, Chapman, USC, Stanford, those, University of San Diego.
They're also over $70,000 now per year is the cost of attendance, which is tuition, fees, room and board. And because these private schools have these large endowments, millions of dollars, they will, a lot of them provide 100% of the what's called remaining need. So most state schools don't have that kind of money.
Sure.
And so when people are doing college planning, you should list.
Look, the state schools were supposed to be the arena to level the playing field for everybody.
It will cost more money to go to a state school for a lot of people than go to a private school if you get in because again, private schools will cover 100% of the remaining need. And I have tons of these examples where I go through it with people where they don't believe me, but I show them and they say, wow, it's 400% less to attend University of Southern California than to go to Colorado State. I say, if you get in, yes.
400%. So it's 25% total.
Well, for example, one of the clients I was working with, it was going to be $16,000 out of pocket to the client to go to Colorado State, and USC was $4,000 out of pocket.
So you're saving 75% on your money and going to a school that, and I don't know the schools as far as quality. I would say that if I was looking to hire some, well, I'm a USC fan, so I guess that I'm a bad example. But if I'm thinking about hiring somebody, I'm looking at USC as being on the list versus Colorado State. And it might probably has a little better name brand recognition.
Yeah, the tuition for USC is $59,000 a year. A lot of these state schools are, you know, $10,000-$20,000. So you're just normally with that, you're just going to have better a better education, get better professors, et cetera.
So Chris, who's telling people these things?
No one. And the schools, you know, it's interesting. I'll even meet with the financial aid officers at the school. Sometimes they come or they work in the financial department. They're not allowed to go through a lot of this information with students or parents because it's financial stuff and they're not licensed or allowed to do that. So it's very hard for the public to really get this education and to really understand this process.
And you're doing that through your nonprofit organizations.
Yeah. So the society.
Okay, go ahead. You got it. If you want to understand how to do this, and it's a nonprofit organization that Chris works with, you better stay tuned. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, expert advice, three benefits to owning a home, how to spend wisely on Black Friday, all that, and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, to 79564. You're going to find out from the Home Digest exactly what the county recorder knows about your property. You'll find out exactly what the market believes about your property. Again, all that information is free. It's a service from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. We get that out there for you on a regular basis. Three benefits to owning a home. Success is something often worth repeating. Brent Sutherland, a certified financial planner and real estate investor, has certainly made his way in a momentum-driving direction. Here are three tips he shares from a recent piece in Business Insider on the benefits of owning real estate. Number one, real estate diversifies your income. Quote, while it is certainly important to be properly diversified with your investments, it is even more important to be diversified with your income. This is because the largest financial risk for most of you is the loss of your primary source of income, which is typically in the form of a day job, unquote. The article highlights how having multiple sources of income, such as those from derived from real estate investments, can eventually lead to relying less and less on a day job. Sound dreamy? Could be. When done well, real estate investments may eventually open up your time and the financial freedom to explore other things like travel and other aspirations you may have for the future, particularly in the golden years of retirement. Number two, real estate produces near immediate results. You can achieve and feel the results almost immediately. Property improvements are visible and tangible. You can cash, spend, and invest rent payments today, not 30 years in the future. Currently, home prices are appreciating in all ranges, and just last week, CoreLogic announced their 12-month home value projection, 5.6%, an increase from 4.5% noted earlier this summer. With that in mind, real estate today is definitely driving immediate results. Number three, passive income can help you become financially independent sooner. Quote, if you need $40,000 a year to live, you could alternatively invest in assets that generate an 8% cash-on-cash return. This is a very reasonable assumption, and it means you'd only need to save a total of $500,000 instead of $1 million, yet your investments would still meet your annual household living needs. While returns, taxes, and inflation can, of course, affect your timeline, cash-flowing real estate is a clear asset. Homeownership is a form of forced savings. Every time you pay your mortgage, you're contributing to your net worth by increasing the equity in your home, bringing you one step closer to true financial independence. If you want to increase your savings and overall net worth, real estate is a great way to go. To learn how you can make it happen, let's chat. Call me at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So we are chatting this morning. Fascinating that we have that story here this morning because we're chatting with a financial planner today. Chris Bissonette is in the house. So, Chris, before we get into the nonprofit that we were talking about before.
Yes.
So you deal a lot with people that have a need or they want to retire at some point in their future.
Yes, I do.
So, you know, the numbers that they were coming up with in that story, the idea of, you know, having $40,000, having $100,000 and spending $40,000 a year, that's an old number. From what I remember, even my days way back in financial planning, if you only spend 4% of your
The principal. Yeah, the 4% withdrawal rate is what you kind of hear about.
Is that still a decent number?
Well, I think it's a goal, but you're seeing now 2.8.
2.8.
That is the kind of safe withdrawal rate because obviously interest rates are way down.
Right.
So, you know, people could maybe, you know, when I was a rep 25 years ago, we would say, well, the bank, you know, you're taking out 5%. But now the latest I had seen was 2.8 is the safe withdrawal rate.
So 2.8 needs me is on a, if you're needing, you know, $40,000 to live, which that probably would not be somebody in Southern California. Right, that's a pretty minimal amount. That's a pretty tight budget at $40,000.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, I mean, So, but the idea is you've got two ways of getting there. You can either invest in assets that you have. I know you and I have talked about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, income producing assets.
Right, so you can invest that way that are going to generate that money, or have it as a pool that you're withdrawing in principal. Mm-hmm. Right. So what are some of the things that you recommend to people? I don't want you to get specific.
Sure.
But from a 30,000 foot level, I mean, will annuities get you a return big enough to handle that, or life insurance?
It can, especially on an annuity.
OK.
And again, you know, annuities were it came from the word annuitous, which is like lifetime income. But yeah, it depends. You can annuitize them. You can take withdrawals. I've seen some of these annuities that allow up to like a 7% withdrawal rate.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a guaranteed minimum income benefit rider. There's a lot of creative stuff out there. I think it all depends on someone's situation, what is most appropriate for them.
Interesting. Okay, so the whole focus right there is just be aware that you've got multiple methods of accomplishing this. And it's not just a matter of saying, you know something, if I don't have that, you know, if you want, so according to, based on this article, you need $2 million. If you want $80,000 in income, you need $3 million for $120,000. No. I'm really quick at math right here, as you can tell. Right. So, or there might be other methods that you can go with as well as the real estate. Mm-hmm. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I know the real estate side of it. I know the lending side of it. If you want the expert on many, many other options, Chris Bissonette, he has that handled there. So, Chris, let's talk about this. Before the break, we went out and we were talking about these workshops you're doing, a nonprofit organization.
Yes. So I do these workshops under the Society for Financial Awareness. It's an organization out of San Diego. They've been doing these for 25 years. So we're out just trying to end financial illiteracy, if you will. And so I do workshops through them. And then I also work with the city of Irvine through the Irvine Chamber of Commerce, and we do financial literacy workshops at some of the Irvine schools on budgeting and investing. It's a big issue right now in the U.S. is most Americans, 60% of Americans are financially illiterate, meaning they can't answer basic financial questions. What's a 30-year mortgage? How does interest work? And a lot of it is just we have too much stuff coming at us.
Well, first off, say that my guess, Chris, is that 60% number is very old. If I was a betting person, and I am, I would guess that the number is a lot higher. You ask somebody about a mortgage, they know that they need a mortgage to buy a house. How does it work? They have no clue.
Yeah, they have.
Watching the Business Channel yesterday, one of the business channels yesterday afternoon, and one of the guests on there, millennial, she says she's never, ever balanced a checkbook. Mm-hmm. Right? She goes online, sees what's there, what's not there. So she has she knows what she's got, doesn't balance a checkbook. Mm-hmm. Two out of my three kids don't even know how to write a check.
Sure.
Right? I mean, so you look at these things, you say 60%. I can't imagine of the young people. I mean, maybe that's because there's a lot of old people like me, right, who were taught this stuff. They don't teach it in school anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing that we talk about with the Irvine Chamber is like when I was in grade school or high school, there was a home ec class, right?
Right.
How do you cook? How do you maintain a home? Well, they kind of need that basic financial literacy type of thing for students. So you could have a finance degree graduating from UCI, but you don't really understand how credit cards work, and you don't really understand how to buy a house and what the options are.
Right.
And so it's kind of bringing back to the basics. So that's one thing that we're helping with.
And you know, so and what's the charge for your workshops?
I do them complimentary. So there's no charge for me to go out there. And that's one thing with SOFA too, is we do mention that there is no charge, because we are trying to give back. We are trying to educate.
So you've got the professional people out there looking to help and give back to the communities. That's the beauty. And obviously, not that I'm trying to toot our own horn, we love the FPF people coming into the broadcast who are just that way, who understand that it's not about just, you know, you have to feed your family. I get that, right? I mean, you're not related to Warren Buffett or Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos. None of them adopted you recently that I didn't know about.
There's supposedly some Kennedy lineage, so I don't know. There might be some money waiting for me at the end. I'm not sure yet.
So yeah, we don't know about the end, what that means. So, but the bottom line is you have to feed the family.
Yes.
But we all look at the idea of, okay, we do that, but we find success. You know, because I always ask people. I just had the other day. I do some stock trading, and a company said, well, they don't charge anything for trades anymore.
Yeah.
So I said, well, don't give me that garbage. How do you make money? Because you're not doing this because you like me.
Yeah,
right.
There's something tied in, or
right. So the bottom line is you're out helping people in a whole host of areas, yes, with the anticipation that maybe you'll be able to help them in one of your money making areas.
Yeah, or they want to hire me. Right. Say, listen, you know, you're obviously the expert. Can we become your client? How does that work? And so I pick up clients' assets, et cetera, along the same way. But I really believe in the more you give, the more you get back.
100%.
The people who donate the most amount of money in the world are the richest people. It's very interesting.
It's fascinating how that works, right?
Yeah.
So the bottom line here is, no, Chris does it to help the community. But it also, if you're, and I'm going to say this plain out, Chris, if people are like me, who would rather say, you know something, now I get the 30,000-foot view. I understand it from the higher level, but I don't want to do it. So that's when we say, hey, Chris, what's it going to cost me to have you do it for me? And you're going to do it better.
Yeah, well, I have a lot of experience doing it. And as you know, I use that one software to help kind of get things organized for a lot of people.
And it makes a lot of sense. So if you want some more information on this, one little tool that you talked about last time on radio when you were with me. Fascinating how many people didn't know the idea of what the correct answer is for their property value. Right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Okay. That was just one little piece of a snippet of information you shared.
Yeah, and I'll give you a real quick example. I have a friend of mine, college.
Save it.
Okay, I'll save it.
Okay. You know, it's always fun when you have to just kind of interrupt Chris right in the middle of his thought and hope that we remember where we were at when we come back, because you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets, financial planning, college financial planning, saving some money. Let the endowments that are there already in place, they've got the money, they just need someplace to put it. Wouldn't it be good to put it in your kids' hands? Talk about that when we come back. How to spend wisely on Black Friday. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent?
Guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by our friends at CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are wrong. What are you doing about it? Well, get a hold of Jeff Sipes and his team at Credit Sanitizer. They will give you that information. They'll tell you how you can correct all the errors that are on your credit report, because I'm going to tell you this right here, right now. I've been looking at credit reports for too many decades right now, and I've never, ever seen a credit report that's completely accurate. Never. So do you think yours will be the first? Highly doubt it. How to spend wisely on Black Friday. Well, this is I've got a whole story here, Chris, but I think the easy answer is go golfing.
Oh, okay.
Go fishing.
Or don't go to the mall.
No, because then you can be on Amazon, and that's even more problematic. Black Friday, one of the biggest shopping days of the year last year, and Black Friday resulted in $6.2 billion in revenue. More than 170 million Americans went shopping over the Black Friday weekend in 2017. And this year, the average adult expects to spend about $400 on Black Friday. Huh. I think I'll probably spend more than that, and I'm not even going to go to a mall. It's Black Friday, easy for me to say. As Black Friday approaches, this year Black Friday is on November 29th, followed by Cyber Monday on December 2nd. It's time to start thinking about how to save and spend wisely. Tips for smart spending. In our consumer culture, it's unlikely you'll go without spending money over the Thanksgiving weekend. Whether it's Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, the holiday season is a great time to save, but retailers know that shoppers are ready to spend. Marketing campaigns take advantage of that predisposition and will do whatever they can to get you to spend money on items you do not need. If you're going to spend money on Black Friday, here's how to spend wisely. Number one, Chris, you're going to love this. Set a budget.
Oh, wow.
Right? I mean, you're the financial man. Number two, make a list. Number three, check it twice.
Oh, my God.
Number four, compare deals. Number five, use your rewards cards responsibly. Number six, think about the credit cards from the specific stores. They may offer you a discount on those. Number seven, review your transactions. Number eight, Pay off your credit cards right away. Doesn't do any good to save money if then you spend 30% on interest. Just a thought for you. Holiday is a good time to get familiar with your credit. If you are not already familiar, give us a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We'll put you in touch with Jeff Sipes, the Blue Water Credit Team, creditsanitizer.com. And as I share with you, check it out. Go to myfico.com and keep track of what's going on with your credit report, myfico.com. That's where I get mine. I don't get paid to tell you this. I think it's a great place to watch what's going on with your credit. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Continuing our conversation, Chris Bissonette is in the house. We've been, you know, Chris, you've got young kids, right?
Yes, two.
Story time with Papa Chris.
Yes, I do. I do read my kids' books at night.
So. Nice. Okay, so we're gonna get go to a little down the road for you somewhere in the next probably 16, 17 years. Uh-huh. You'll be dealing with financial planning. Hopefully, there will be either yourself will know it, or there will be a Chris Bissonette who understands the college financing planning mm-hmm. world.
Yeah.
Give us a couple of, I like real-time stories.
Well, here's a couple things I'll say. It's a big, as you know, the student loan crisis or the student debt crisis is front page news.
Massive.
And all these Democrats are campaigning that they're going to get rid of it. And the U.S. government purchased the student loan program years ago. So I don't really see getting it. They are one of their largest assets. They're the ones giving the student loan. So, with that said, there are a few examples where I've seen where people have made mistakes with the college planning. And one of them I just want to kind of throw out there is a lot of times people miscalculate their real estate when they're filling out these forms. One example I have is a friend of mine where it cost him about $40,000 in the way they counted their rental property. So it's very important that when you're dealing with your largest expenditure of your life, which is college, could be $100,000 to $300,000, that you consult a pro. Just like when you do your taxes, for most people, especially if they make good money, they're not TurboTaxing that. They're going to a CPA, and the CPA is coming back and showing them how to lower their taxable income, lower down their AGI. Same thing with college financial planning. You should be talking to a pro because it can cost you. I mean, I'm working with a family now where I potentially will save them over 4 years $130,000 in the way that we kind of structure.
That's huge.
It's huge. It's huge. $5,000 would be huge, but it's $130,000 if we're able to restructure things to maximize the amount of money they get from the school.
When you think about it, $130,000 over what time period?
4 years.
4 years. So we're thinking that's 35,000 a year. That's in many households. Now, if you're going to save that amount of money, that's probably not exactly your household. But in some households, that's another income, or it's a part of an income, and it's bottom line.
It's a lot of money.
It's a huge amount of money.
Yeah. And so most Americans are doing it wrong. They're getting loans. They're going to the state schools, which don't have a lot of money. And so there's a whole strategy. So any parents that are listening, when your children are freshmen and sophomore in high school.
Maybe grandparents who are funding this, who are in essence the
payor for the
payor, the what do they call the scholarship?
Yes,
right?
Yeah, the grandparents. And by the way, one thing on that too is 529s. People, that's the most popular college plan. Those count against you in the FAFSA formula. However, if the grandparents own the 529, it doesn't.
It doesn't
count. It's not custodial assets. So now it will when it distributes to the student, but you can do it after the January 1st of the sophomore year, and it won't count in the formula. So there are some very intricate and creative strategies that people can employ that will save them potentially $100,000 in college and get you into a better school.
And here's the issue that I love when you come in and chat with us about this, Chris, is the issue is that so many people are just ignorant, right? They just don't know what they don't know. And it's our job on Ron Siegel Radio is to get you this information so that you can learn these things, to tell your friends, family, coworkers, nieces, nephews, grandchildren.
Yes.
Right? Call Chris.
Yeah, they just don't know. And unfortunately, when you go on to the financial aid website and you're going to fill it, it says, oh, it's easy, it's simple, link your taxes.
No, that doesn't say easy for who?
For the client. But every client I've ever had fill out a FAFSA has never told me it was easy. They always say, I think I did it wrong. Can you review it? 50% of the time we end up amending the FAFSA because they've made mistakes when they filed it.
50% of the time?
50%.
Now, can you go retroactive?
You can on if there are certain mistakes that are made, except on the assets. You can't go back and say, oh, no, I don't have this money now. Because that's a red flag. It's kind of like your taxes. You can't go back and do that. But if you've made
it. Can you go back and say that, you know, something, I didn't realize that I put the wrong figure in for my
absolutely
household valuation?
I had one person where their EFC came back $500,000. Well, how can that even be possible? The 401k rollover for the husband got pulled in as income when they attached their taxes. So we had to go back and amend that. So there can be little mistakes.
Talk to a pro. Yeah, and you know something, I'm a big believer in that. I mean, if you listen to Ron Siegel Radio for any length of time, you know that I don't believe, and I didn't ask Chris what it costs for them to do this form or anything like that, although I have a good idea. But the bottom line is it probably costs nothing when you look at what the benefits are. And I'm guessing, again, I don't know, if Chris doesn't feel that they can benefit you, you're going to probably just tell somebody, hey, you know, something, there's not a benefit here.
Well, I always tell people, too, when I talk, I say, you can always call me and I will answer any question, no charge. And I can give people an idea, but it usually gets kind of complicated where they'll say, well, I'd just rather have you do it. Well, especially because you got to do it every year. A lot of people don't know you got to file the FAFSA every year.
And from my experience, that means it's a nightmare every year because it is a royal pain in the...
No. And it's per
wherever you want it to be a pain
per student. So some people are going to do this like 12 times. A lot of them didn't know that. They thought they just did it in the first year. And I was like, no, you got to do it every year.
Every year for every child.
Uh-huh. Tax returns. And it's a very – so 20% of Americans don't even do it, which left $2 billion on the table in 2016.
So all that money is sitting there available to help the family, but because of a lack of knowledge.
Yes.
That's it. Fascinating.
I would also say just people are so busy.
Sure.
And they're just caught up in everything. And it's just what? We have no plan. It's just.
None of us. We just don't know what we don't know. And that's what we're here for. Give us a call, 800-306-1999. Not doing an infomercial. We just want you to know that there is options out there. And just give us a call again. We'll be glad to help you. I'll put you in touch with Chris. He knows the way it works. He's the guru. Just a thought there. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, give me a call, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Oh.